Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a former pro, an SEC analyst, and a damn good dog. Max Dinchcombe is only on the College Football Voice of the South. Presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, ASW Distillery, and AAA.
All right, the Georgia legend, Matt Stinchcombe. You see him on the SEC Network, ESPN, and he's always kind enough to share some time with Chuck and Chernoff. Somewhere in the middle of a twister, he joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Stinchy, how are you?
Doing good, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, huh?
And to you, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Very good. So, Stinchy, I want some memories. I want to go down memory lane with Stinch. Take me back to your time, the rivalry game with Georgia Tech. How much did the game mean to you? Do you have a memory or two that just is just so distinct in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it meant a ton to us because, you know, a chunk of our family that we fully claim and love are Georgia Tech people. So it was important to take care of this game the way it should be taken care of, although we were only 3-for-4 in my years there. My freshman year was probably the one that stood out the most because – you know, we're sitting there. Coach Goff had already been notified. We already knew that he wasn't coming back. It was a tough end of the season. And we just kind of scrapped our way to a rather close victory. Cannon Parkman helicoptered a place kick through the uprights. And I can remember after the game, one of the most hard-boiled coaches in all of college football, and Wayne McDuffie, who was our offensive line coach, he was on the field. I'd never seen him on the field before. I'd seen him in the locker room, but he was always up in the press box on game day. And he came down and found us, the offensive line guys, on the field. And the guy had tears in his eyes. It meant that much to him that we beat Georgia Tech. It was just the kind of season we'd had, I think. And then we, of course, beat him a couple other times. And then Joe Hamilton fumbled on the sideline. They said he didn't, and then they kicked a field goal, and they beat us at home, and I don't want to talk about that anymore.
What is your feeling on the series now when you hear, because we just had a discussion, and I place a lot of value on the series, the matchup, it's in-state, that's different. What is your feeling when you hear people talking about what the rivalry isn't now, and do you even play it?
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know what you do is you remind them of 2016, and did it matter to you then? I mean, if you're on the Georgia side of things, and people are, I think, maybe taking a little bit more of a laissez-faire approach, like, it doesn't matter, what do we get out of it, and all these things. Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago, guys. I mean, we actually called that game, and you think, 5 years removed, you know, this will be the fifth year, I guess, so 4 seasons removed from losing at home to Georgia Tech, and doing so, I think, twice in 4 years. I'm pretty sure that the rivalry meant something then. I mean, just call back those sentiments. So if you beat Georgia Tech and you don't think you care about that, then did you care when you lost to Georgia Tech? And then I think that's the litmus test. Then you find out if that game matters to you anymore, and I feel certain that it very much did. I mean, I know this, when Tech beat Georgia at home in 16, Kirby's inaugural season is an ugly year, and – during the game, you call the game, you see the game. I think we did a fair job and were objective. But halfway through my drive home, it hit me, and I thought, here I am, you know, however many years removed, it's not important, call it 20, years removed from playing at Georgia. And it bothered me. It really bothered me that we had lost to Georgia Tech. And I'm not playing anymore. I'm certain that they don't even want me to try. And so because of that, you know, you're reminded of what a big deal that rivalry really is.
Matt Stinchcombe, the legend. You can see him on the SEC Network and ESPN.com, or ESPN, excuse me, is with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Stinchy, I'm going to play devil's advocate, but again, this is just from the fan of it. I grew up going to a million of these games when the series felt more competitive. You mentioned 16, Kirby's first year. They weren't put together yet. It was kind of a mess of a year. You know, 14, they were an okay team and went 10-3. Like, I think for Georgia Tech to compete, it's got to be an off year for Georgia. It doesn't mean it can't happen again. Boy, but I'm looking at what Kirby's built at Georgia. I don't see many off years for a long while.
I don't either. I don't either. And nor am I wishing it, right? At the same time, those years still happen. I mean, and you're sitting there. Look, Bo Nix beat Alabama at Auburn. And this was, 3 years removed, I guess? Was that 19, I guess?
Yeah.
When, Tua gets injured and you put Mac Jones, everybody's like, I don't even know if Mac Jones could even play. The guys probably should be the rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. So, I mean, things happen. You know, stuff happens. Injuries happen. So because of that, yeah, it would take that. And frankly, I don't know how different that really is. I can't think of years where, you know, at least even when we were playing, we almost beat them 8 years in a row for the first time in the series history. Still hasn't happened. But it was possible, and yet Tech got us senior year. And they did it, incidentally, with a guy at quarterback who should have won the Heisman. Joe Hamilton should have won the Heisman. And, they're going to have those years. I don't know how soon. And it maybe takes that type of a roster or a talent like a Joe Hamilton, but it's there. I think people forget that. It's kind of like the folks that act like, you know, Florida football was always a powerhouse. It wasn't. Pre-Spurrier, they'd never done anything in football. So, you know, it's just a little bit myopic, I think, maybe. A lot of the Georgia people, at least, to be as dismissive of the rivalry as they are.
Stinchy, is there a way to juice it up? Maybe you, every once in a while you play it at the beginning of the year in a kickoff game, or you play it every other year. And I know it's history and tradition. That's why we always do it.
Well, you're telling Tech fans you don't even matter.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, frankly, Stinch, I went over the numbers, and I could give you a 55-year window, a 30-year window, a 20-year window. It's not competitive.
Sorry, somebody's trying to shoot a turkey in the neighborhood.
I heard that. Be very careful. I just said the numbers just don't lie. I got 50 years of numbers that I can, you know, break it down, and some of the games are close, but the series is just, it's completely one-sided.
Yeah. I mean, look, and as a Georgia guy, I'm not that upset about that. but I will say, just because it's ending out in victory for one side more so than the other, you know, the close games, you know, those are always fun to watch, right? And to me,
what the hell's going on behind you? Seriously, what's going on? What are you doing?
I'm at the old Crown Royal pistol shoot over here.
Well, sorry, back
hey, man,
here.
Listen, we love turkey over here, and one bird's not enough.
We couldn't just ignore it. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish your whatever.
We could have. Hey man, this is Atlanta radio. But I do think that just because it's ending up that one way, got that one, that it doesn't mean that the series doesn't matter anymore.
Could I ask you, every team in America that has hired a new coach and now their fortunes have improved, every one of them says the same thing. We'll hit the ground running. We're going to recruit. We're going to improve the talent,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
Do you think it's possible for whether it's Jeff Collins or someone else, to actually show up at Georgia Tech and 3 or 4 years later, that looks like a conference-winning roster, because that's how everybody else who improves teams does it. And it just doesn't seem like somebody could do that at Tech right now.
I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know that they don't have the guy that could eventually get that done. You know, we talked about this on the station, one of the other shows. You know, to me, you are in a hard reset of that program. There's no doubt. And they enjoyed some success, but we knew there was a ceiling under Paul Johnson. And the recruiting was never great. And it was not going to be – it wasn't going to get to the level where you could even consistently, I think, start talking about knocking off or even knocking on the door of the conference championship. And so they made the change. And then you get, you know, in a rather short duration, a COVID year. And some programs weren't in a place to really absorb that type of an experience. I mean, some programs were and others weren't. They had a little bit more meat on the bone to where, the attrition, the setback, the delay, I think, that can come from a COVID year, they can handle that better. And I don't think Tech was in a position to do that. And I think it's definitely showing here early on in the tenure under Jeff Collins. The guy does all the stuff, right? You know, they do the jerseys, they do the marketing, the social media. They got to figure out a way to get some wins on the board. There's no doubt. But, you're talking about being in the most target-rich environment in all of the country in the state of Georgia. And it definitely has challenges at Georgia Tech for reasons that have nothing to do with football, and academics are often cited. But I don't think it's an impossibility. I don't. And I don't think it's an impossibility
especially in that conference. There's opportunity in that conference, as we've seen demonstrated for at least the bulk of this year, from teams like a Wake Forest or even an NC State, you know, or a Pitt for that matter. So I do think that there's a chance. I don't think it would be easy, but I do think that it's possible.
Stinch, do you have any early feelings, or maybe you have intel, I don't know, on the Florida opening?
No, you know, as far as like who they go after, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
This is my biggest thing, feeling on all this stuff, guys, is that, you know, it's the idea, I guess, is that let's get out in front of it. You know, let's get rid of our guy so that we can start the courtship. That's not how it happens. We all know that. So even the guys that they're interested in, those guys have jobs and they're winning right now. And if anything else, you open up your job, and what have we seen? All we've seen more than anything else is that the existing program, what do? They dig a deeper moat around their guy, and they start throwing money at him in a panic. And, you know, it's great for the coaches that are in the existing positions. I mean, I think Mel Tucker's a great coach. I think he's a heck of a coach. I think that what has just recently transpired makes no sense. I think the fact that Dan Mullen's getting $6 million inside of 60 days and then $6 million more because he couldn't win at Florida consistently is absurd. But this is the world we live in, is that if I fire my guy early, if I'm at Southern Cal and I'm Clay Helton and I'm going to whack him in week two and just abandon my players effectively and the program for the balance of the year so I can get out ahead of what? Now LSU's open. Now Florida's open. Where do you think you are, Southern Cal? You're not at the top of the list.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's looking around thinking, wait a minute, we thought our job would look a lot better.
No, exactly. You can't get ahead of it is my point. Is that so? Why? If anything, get the element of surprise. Let all the ADs be like, let's play out the string, and then all the job openings come open when they come open, and then see if you can't get a guy to flinch and come to your program that he otherwise wouldn't have. I mean, a couple of years ago, I think it was like in the Lake Oconee Gazette or something, I don't even know, where Mary Beth Smart's talking about how Ray Tanner and one of the associate ADs are in their kitchen back in when South Carolina, the job opened pre-16, and they're sitting there going, hey, man, maybe we take this job. And this is before Georgia had come open, and you're sitting there thinking, you know, so what happens there? There's a chance that maybe you catch them, but if you don't and another team pops open, now you just got bumped down in line. But regardless, the more openings you have, the existing coaches that are winners, those programs are going to do anything they can to keep them. And right now, you know, you've seen it. You know, does Michigan State keep Mel Tucker? I bet they do. I feel pretty confident, and there'll be others that will still suit. Maybe they got to, you know, dig the moat even deeper. I just don't see the win. You know, you whack your DC and your offensive line coach a couple of weeks ago. How's that worked out for you, Florida? If the coaches aren't right, the coaches aren't right. Let them finish the season, because you're not going to fix it in season, and all you're doing is screwing over the kids that are on the roster.
Stinch, we're going to have to let you go because the gunfire, the friendly fire, it's getting closer. I'm just a little...
It really is. No, and I can hear bugles. Okay. I don't know what that means.
It feels like a scene out of Boogie Nights, what we're doing right here. So be careful. I hope you catch yourself a nice dinner on Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the Stinchcomb family. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, no. Did they get him? Oh, man.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.